K-E-A-D-K-P. K-E-A-D-K-P. From NHASD. Listening, Charles.
QB0 DCO monitoring.
Good morning, this is KE8RUH.
KE8RUH, WB80, I have Walt here. And if we talked before, I forgot your name.
Hey Walt, this is Anthony. Yeah, we've talked a few times, not a ton though.
Well, good morning, Anthony. Started to get light out. Just on YouTube, watch an interesting interview with the officials in Florida. When the salt water hits the electric cars and scooters and bikes, how these garages burned in Florida from the hurricane and the flooding. Very interesting. Those batteries don't mix well with salt water.
I've seen a few things about it. I haven't done any research or paid much attention, but yeah, I saw a couple Teslas going up in flames and garages and things like that in Florida. Scary stuff, man. I don't know. I'd probably, if I had one of those, I'd probably park it outside, I guess.
Well, one of the guys on a different repeater system, W8SOX, is a fireman. In one of the Gross Points, and he said they've had a few e-bikes catch on fire in garages. Not from salt water, of course, but from malfunction, I think during the charging cycle.
That's interesting and not surprising. I got to imagine that a lot of these e-bikes and scooters are very, very, very low-grade Chinese electronics, and they're just shoving them into the marketplace. So the fact that they're having incidental fires does not surprise me one bit. And what was the call sign of that gentleman in Gross Point?
W8SOX, Whiskey 8, Sugar, Oscar, X-ray.
Thanks. I'm in Gross Point Woods, so it's always interesting when there may be some local folks that are also ham radio guys.
Yeah, in fact, Sunday there's a swap at the VFW in St. Clair Shores. What is it, the Bruce Post on Jefferson? So I think he'll be there.
Yeah, I plan on going. I'm going to try to get there early and then carry on with my day. Hopefully not spend too much money.
Yeah, today's going to be a beautiful day. We're going to meet at Stony Creek. I don't know how many will show up, usually 10, 12. Set up antennas, play radio, grow some hot dogs. You know, we're getting to the last hurrah as far as the weather goes. Normally, October is a funny month, and October 20th used to be my favorite day. That was the opening of pheasant season.
Well, it sounds like your plans today are better than my plans. I'm on my way into the office, about to stop and get some gas. So you're going to have a better day than me. You get to be outside.
Yeah, this has been going on for years, Anthony. It's either Metro Beach or Stony. And it's just a great get-together. You know, of course, retirees. It's like heaven's waiting room.
That's awesome, yeah. Maybe one day I'll get to retire and I can play radio in the middle of the day during the week. That'd be nice.
Maybe I'm wrong, but today's work environment is not really conducive for vacations. I've noticed this. You know, working from home, like my one son's going to come in from L.A. He has to bring his laptop. He's on vacation, but he still has to work. It's all changed. The last job I had before I got dumped was with Sears, and I was up to 4 weeks vacation and paid holidays. So it's all changed.
Certainly has. You know, some people have the ability to take advantage of that, though. Like you said, your son, he's able to come here for a week, and he'll be able to do a little bit of work while he's here. You know, maybe in some cases, I think a lot of people get more latitude than just the 4 weeks. They're able to travel more and do more things, but you are tied to that computer, and it's not good.
Yeah, years ago, a neighbor worked for Chrysler, and they let him take a computer home, and it was like a special privilege, okay? I'm going way back. And he said all it did was make him come home from work, eat supper, and get back to work with the computer.
If you're not careful, that is exactly what happens. You know, I noticed when I was working remote for a couple years during all this nonsense that my work day stretched out from 6:30 in the morning till 6 p.m. sometimes, where when I go into the office, I get in there at around 7:30, I walk out at 4:30, and my day is over.
What do you do for a living, if I could ask?
The quick answer to that is I sell computers. The company I work for does life cycle services for computers from the beginning of the life cycle all the way to the end. So we warehouse computers all the way to recycling them. But I'm going to hop out of the car and get gas. I'll call back out in like less than 5 minutes and we can continue our conversation.
Okay, WBAD.
K8RUH. Walt, you still up there listening?
Oh, yeah, Anthony, just sitting here. I'm using a handheld in the family room. And then I'll get to the other radio, and it's a spare bedroom. I can't call it my office. You know, people glamorize a spare bedroom. And I usually talk to people around 8:30 for a while on the Spirit of 76 repeater, or system, I guess. Anyway, that'll be my morning. Then we're going to take off to Stony. And I'm not bringing any gear. I've got not whining, a little health problem, and just a balance issue. I don't know why, but one of the guys is going to drive me. Not that I can't drive, but it's on the way, and spend the day there. Yep. Well, you got to take what we used to call a Polish holiday, call in sick, and wind up at Stony.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. I think I got a couple of those call-in holidays coming up here soon. I got vacation scheduled out through the end of the year, but I think 4 days, 4.5 days left that I gotta use him or lose him, so I'll find a spot for him soon.
Yeah, and Metro Beach isn't far from your house. You know, trot over there. We haven't opened. I was one of three people who started this Lark in a Park business decades ago. And not bragging, just, you know, we'd meet out there and got to be so pleasant by the water. Especially at Metro, we were by the big boat launch. A good radio, good antenna, and a real good piece of kit. There's a good pair of binoculars. Make sure all the women are not wearing a life jacket.
Well, you got to make sure you have the right equipment for the job, right? You got to have everything.
Yeah, that's the fun of it. What city do you work in?
I'm in Troy. I'm at Maple and Stevenson is where the office is.
Oh, okay. Of course, in the winter, it depends how traffic is with the snow, which we haven't had much snow in the last number of years. If we talked before, I may have mentioned about my neighbors. They got every piece of ice fishing gear you can imagine, and they haven't been in three winters. You know, they got the four-wheeler, they got the inner-rod sled, you know, the TV thing you put in the water to see if there's any fish, the battery-operated hole cutter, and they haven't been able to use it. Use the gear, I'm getting at, yeah.
Yeah, it has been a tough couple of winters for ice fishermen, that's for sure. But hey, well, I am pulling into the parking lot here. I am going to be clear on your final. It was great talking to you this morning, and have fun at the park this afternoon. This is KE8RUH. Have a great day, 7-3.
Okay, Anthony, stay safe. WBAG. W8FU. W8FU. WBAD calling.
This is KEATFM Mobile.
Trying to figure out if you were on the node or on FBI. You must have been on FBI. Are you going to the Lark?
No, I'm on the, I happen to be on the UMP. No, I don't think I'm going to make it to the, I didn't even know there was a Lark, but I don't think I can make it. I'm kind of battling a scheduling issue at the moment, and got to get a bunch of stuff done before I drive to Indiana, where my son's hockey tournament is, and at Notre Dame.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it either. I was going to try to, but got a lot of, you know, that's how it goes, scheduling. Got a lot of things going on, and then my phone just arrived here, so I'm transferring data and all that crap, so I'm stuck.
Yeah, I got a job that I got to pull an all-nighter for tonight. I'm probably, it's going to be like a finish. My calculation says I should finish by 3 a.m. if everything goes well, and it often never does.
Yeah, but you'll power through it, and you'll have a lot of, hopefully, time off and things like that to recuperate.
Yeah, not really. Because it'll be piling up while I'm at my son's hockey tournament Friday to Sunday. But, yeah, that's okay. To be honest with you, I work better when I'm under pressure than when it feels like I have an eternity. So I actually don't mind this because it forces me to buckle down and get it done. Otherwise, I'm good at wasting time on hobbies and being lazy.
Yep, and the wasting time on hobbies and being lazy gets there's more strength to it when you get older. It's like, I don't want to do work anymore.
Yep, that's the problem. I thought I was going to be doing this job last night, but then, like, right at the half hour before I was supposed to start, my supplier for the circuit board said, sorry, we're not going to be done. It'll be tomorrow. And they're still not done, so I don't even know when I'm going to get the parts. But, yeah, so since my whole evening freed up, I'm like, well, I'm going to go and play at Wetzel for an hour or so and kill this new time that I have available all of a sudden. I actually was able to do POTA two nights in a row because those stupid boards didn't show up.
Yeah, speaking of boards, my five that I ordered that do that little radio module thingy arrived. I know Eric wanted to take a look at them. So basically what it is, you can plug it into a side of like a cheap radio, like, you know, a Retevis or a Bofang or whatever, and gets audio to the computer. And supposedly you can do All-Star with it, but I don't know.
Cool. Well, test it out, see if it works, and if we need changes, we can make changes to it. I'm actually going into next year. I want to set up a web store for my business, and I need a couple products. Even if I don't make money with them, I just want to have a couple things that I can put up there to sell, basically to practice with the flow of how an order comes in, how it would get built and processed, and then out the door. And it's really for more experimentation than anything. So, like, that board would be perfect to experiment with.
Yep, it'd probably work out, and you could sell accessories for it, too, or something, like cables or whatever, but, you know, ferrites, and I don't know if you want to get into all that stuff, but people will need cables and stuff to go with it.
Yeah, a couple of my customers order, like, standard stuff from me, so I'm going to put them on, like, an account-linked web store because I want to experiment with, you know, not even having to talk to them. It's just the order comes in, I get it done, and try to get as many people out of the equation as possible. So we'll see how that goes. But it's on the list, but I got to actually start it, and I have no experience with websites and web stores and all that fun stuff, so I'm taking me longer than usual to get started with it.
Yeah, I don't know. You're supposed to talk business stuff on ham radio, so I'll just air with caution. But you know, those little there's solutions out there that will streamline that for you. I mean, you've probably seen it when people come to your house, like if they got to do like you know, furnace repair or whatever, they have like the Stripe thing, they have like a little dongle that goes along with their phone and things like that, so you can take credit card transactions and such.
Yeah, I'll definitely go with some kind of platform. You know, there's enough of them out there. It's mainly just trying to figure out, all right, how do these platforms work, which is the best one for my needs, and then how does it link to a, you know, web front end. So, yeah, so all that fun stuff. And, yeah, I don't have a real specific business need yet. Like I say, I just want to set it up and experiment with it and really figure out the process flow and, like, what exactly all the overhead is with it. But, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, but yeah, it'll be nice. Once I get this job here done tonight, I'll drive to Indiana, and I have a Michigan Dakota Park picked right along the route. That's a double, so it's like two parks in one area. I'm going to do that. And then Saturday I'll do the Indiana park at some point. I don't know if it'll be morning or evening, but I'll do that on Saturday. And then on the way back to Michigan, I got another Michigan double picked out.
Well, there you go. And you got the... just using a hand stick, right? Just going to do 20 meter?
Yeah, I think that's what I'll do. It'll be easier to set up and deal with. But I got 20, 40, 17, 15, and 10. So I'll have all of those with me, you know, depending on what's going on.
Yeah, unfortunately, my new car, the current car I drive, doesn't work well with cam sticks. When I had that Traverse, I had a lot more metal. I think it works better as a ground plane. But the new car doesn't have as much, I don't know, it just doesn't get a good match. I've tried messing around with raising the element up and down, and it just can't get it to cooperate. So, but I think what I could do is maybe put a counterpoise wire and just like where I'm parked or whatever, maybe just have a wire go. The coax kind of acts like a counterpoise, but I kind of really don't want the RF to go down the coax like that.
Yeah, I think I gotta figure out a problem, because what I noticed last night is 20 meters with the hamstick, I have no issues at all, everything's fine. 40 meters with the MC750 is fine, there's no issues. But with the 40 meter hamstick on my truck, as I'm using the radio and talking, I occasionally have the FT710, my radio, it beeps at me. A red light turns on and it's like beep, 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 like it's like I'm over-modulating the mic, or maybe RF is getting back into the front end. Like, I can't figure out what the beep warning is because it's not followed with an indicator on the display. But the beep sometimes is really bad, and I'm thinking it's RF that's getting into the radio.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And then I've never had really good luck with the 40-meter one. As well, I mean, you can get it to work, but that was one of the ones that they say are problematic, was the 40 meter hamstick. But you could always maybe put a coil on it. I don't know. I used to try experiment. I would have like a Wolf River coil, and I would do like the mag mount, then I have the coil, and then I would have the hamstick. But then, you know, the hamstick's already pre-measured for stuff, so that one was hard to. That just didn't work right. But you could tune it at the coil. You could kind of like get the, you know, but then you got two coils going on.
Yeah, the 40 meter's kind of strange, because like at 7230, I'm 1-to-1 match, but by, 7300, it's a little over 3-to-1, so it's a real tight, you know, very, very narrow bandwidth with that hamstick. And like 20 meters, I can't even hear at all. If I have that one on, it's really strange. So another thing I was thinking to try is with my home antenna, I have a 1-to-1 unun at the radio that they say you're supposed to have with the long wire to block out RF and that. I have an extra one of those. I was thinking about trying that in line and put it right at the radio, and maybe that would stop the problem. So yeah, I got a little bit of experimenting to do, and that might even be because I have similar behavior with the 80-meter hamstick, so maybe that solves both of them for me.
Well, I've never tried an 80-meter hamstick, but, yeah, 40 is already getting kind of crazy with the hamstick. But I've had the best luck with 20 and below, you know, 20, 17, or wait, yeah. 20 and 17, 15 was okay, 10, but anything above 20, you know, like 40-meter and 80-meter, I haven't tried, and I don't have the hamsticks for them.
All right, well, I got to step out real quick. The person I'm meeting up with is here, so I will chat with you later, Dave. Take it easy, buddy. KE8TFM.
Roger that. Off to my meeting. KF Beta. You're late. You're in the park late. Had to get my flu shot. KZUC. You'll be tired soon. I keep on debating whether I'm going to go there or not. I'm waiting for an email to enroll my phone, and that's not coming. So I guess I'm not going to be going. Good old email. Just imagine if we did not have email today. Oh my gosh. That'd be crazy. Go back to the, what were we doing? Just telephone? We have to talk to people? No, say it isn't so. We just text each other. You know, email will have text messaging. Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, what if we didn't have email or text messaging? Oh, I know. Meshtastic. Yes, there it is. There's the use case. Well, there was a time when you could call somebody and if they weren't there, oh well. And if you're meeting up, you got to give precise time and location. Otherwise, there's no way to coordinate.
I'm pulling in here now, Dave. Well, but that reminds me, we're very close to saying, I remember back in the day when we didn't have email. Okay, have a good one. 73 KZAP.
Yeah, we weren't all stressed out either. So I'll talk to you later. KFA does.
Hey, boys, make sure you wear sunscreen. Hey, it's 8AYL. Monitoring.
W8HDX, KF8ATE. KF8CFQ, radio check please. Oh, my aching heart.
K-E-A-D-K-P, 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 7-8-A-S-P.